55-year-old Mike Miles says he's a public servant. That's what he does. After graduating West Point in 1978, he became an Army Ranger and went on to the U.S. State Department. He then returned to Colorado Springs, where he started as a high school teacher and worked his way up. With this hire, he ends his 6-year tenure there as Harrison School District 2's superintendent. Miles says children are the public he now serves because teachers helped him as an at-risk child. One of 8 in a poor family, he had a speech problem early on.
2 teachers took me by the hand when I was in first grade and said, "We are going to teach you to speak well." That has made all the difference for me.
Miles has been praised and blasted in Colorado Springs for forcing change in one of the state's worst school systems. It has improved thanks in part to a teacher pay-for-performance plan tied to student achievement. Critics, meanwhile, created a Facebook page, "Mike Miles, Get Him Out." Miles says he's a reformer. Over the years, he says others tried but failed to lure him away, but not this time.
I knew that they were bored. Focus on kids. Focus on doing everything they can for our students in Dallas. And I knew that they were also ready to make some, or have made some tough decisions, and ready to continue reform efforts.
Mike Miles calls the Dallas School District good, with a lot to do before getting to great. That's his goal. School Board President Lou Blackburn says trustees see Mike Miles as a good fit.
I think that he might be a little bit uncomfortable with any of our employees who are not working towards the goal of having this school district be the best in the nation.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawling says he's heard good things about Mike Miles.
He's a proven leader. He has shown time and time again as a ranger, as a diplomat in the school system, that he knows how to lead and create change.
State law requires a 21-day period before Miles officially becomes Dallas's superintendent. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.